We're doing Nein Yaakov, and we're seeing the different interpretations of dreams. Obviously, there's much more depth to every line in this Gemara. The Abarbanel wrote a separate work just explaining all these dreams in the Talmud, and we don't have the time to go into the depth, so we're reading it on the surface. Last time we saw, if someone sees himself committing incest with his mother in a dream, that's a dream that can indicate that he's gaining understanding, as the verse says, "Ki'im labina tikra," call understanding your mother. So the Talmud understands that "aim labina tikra." Habal nara murasa, if he dreams that he's living with a girl that's engaged legally to someone else, yitzapel la Torah, that can be an indication that he's going to attain Torah, as the verse says, "Torah tivanan Moshe morasha kilat Yaakov." The Torah is called morasha. And morasha, Chazal understood to mean me'urasa, engaged to someone else. Al tikri, morasha la me'urasa. Habal achoto b'chalom. If in his dream he sleeps with his sister, so then yitzapel l'chokhma, he can anticipate wisdom. Because the verse says, emor l'chokhma achotiyad. Wisdom is called, that the verse says in Mishlei, call out to wisdom like you would to your sister. Now, all of this is obviously talking about people who live these verses. As the Talmud's going to say in one more line, that he never had such a thought in his life, that these aren't things that ever crossed his mind. So then if he has such a dream, so then you say, that's unnatural. Why would he? If that's not something he ever thought about, and he lives by these verses, so then the verses are what are giving expression in his dreams. I don't think anyone today, well, I don't know, but a person has to wonder today if this is so. At any rate, if in his dream he's committing adultery, then he's promised that he's coming to the world to come. And that's provided that he doesn't know her. And he didn't have any improper thoughts about her the night before. Rav Chiya Bar Abba says, if he saw, now, let's just explain that a little bit further. The Talmud said earlier, that the nature of dreams is that you dream at night what you think about by day. So if you didn't think about any of this by day, this never crossed your mind, and the only thing that would have crossed your mind are these verses, so then this is an expression that they're giving you from heaven of these verses. And again, we're only barely scratching the surface. There's much, 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 much more to say about all of this. I'll just open the thought. When we speak about intimacy, so what we think about is the filth we see on the streets. When Chazal spoke about intimacy, they spoke about something totally different. Meaning, to our minds, when we speak about intimacy, so intimacy is the greatest expression of physical desire and the greatest expression of physicality, of a physical and material approach to things. That's a mistake. When Chazal spoke about, and when the Torah speaks about intimacy, they're talking about the greatest expression of giving, of love, of holiness. Completely different from the Western approach to intimacy. In the Torah, the Bible calls intimacy, Vayeda Adam et Chava Ishto. Adam knew Eve, his wife. Because ordinarily, you ask a person what happens when he's intimate, at best, he'll tell you he's feeling that he is completely expressing himself and his feelings. But does he really know the other person better? Is it a form of connecting to them? Or is it a form of self-expression? Is it a form of self-fulfillment? So you listen to the way the Western world speaks about intimacy or the way they present it, has nothing to do with the other person. The other person is an object of desire, but merely something to be used. It's all about a person's self. Chazal, when they spoke about intimacy, they were talking about something completely different. They were talking about the greatest care for someone else. They were talking about the greatest closeness to someone else, where the action was a mere representation of so much more that was going on, to the point where Chazal tell us that when does God's presence appear between a couple? At the moment that they're intimate. So you'd say, what's he doing there? God, yeah, God's holy. This is the most animalistic act. The answer is it's not. It is the way the Western world presents it. It's like I once said, you see the way the Western world presents it, you think there's no difference between two cats running after one another and two human beings. The way we view it, it's completely different. So it's a different world. And so we can understand that in the Holy of Holies, you had the weavings on the curtains showed angels that were intimately connected. You show that to someone from the Western world. What did the Greeks say? What did the Romans say? Oh, look at them. They have pornography just like we do. They didn't begin to understand what they were seeing. There's a medrash called Sefer HaYetzirah. That medrash begins by describing that we have 10 fingers, and in between the 10 fingers of our hands, 2 hands, 5 in each finger, right? In between the 10 fingers of our hands, we have a mouth. We have 10 toes, and in between the 10 toes, we have another limb with which we have a covenant. The covenant of the mouth is the covenant of the Torah. The covenant of the male organ is the bris milah. So the bris milah is sometimes called Rosh HaGviah, the crown. The crown, why is that the crown? That's the, what does that have to do with crown? No, because there's a totally different concept. When we view that, when we view the whole idea of intimacy, we view it as something godly, as something holy. So when you have an area in Talmud that starts discussing things of intimacy, so our first thought is, wait a second, what's going on here? Oh, this is the most defiled things in the world. Right, it is, right. Incest is prohibited and a person should rather get killed than do any one of these things that we're describing here, right? Yehareg val yavor. A person has to give up his life rather than commit adultery. So what are we discussing? Dreams about adultery as being something positive. Yeah, that's us. That's true. Any one of us that would have such a dream, so then something filthy and terrible, because it's a representation of what a person's been thinking about during the day. But Chazal, who were on a totally different level, intimacy wasn't what we think of intimacy, and their thoughts were revolving around Torah and around the verses. So then if such a thought came to his mind, so then it didn't have any source and any thoughts he had during the day. So then the question is, where did such a thought come from? Where did it come from, such a dream? You know, the Gemara says, you don't dream about seeing an elephant going through the eye of a needle. You don't dream about things that you wouldn't think about during the day. Certain things you don't think about, so you're not going to dream about. So how does he end up having a dream like this? The Talmud says, yeah, because of the verses. So then it's an indication of the verse. So again, this is just scratching the surface. But I felt I have to at least scratch, you know, a little bit. There's a lot more to say, but for now we'll have to suffice with that. Our goal in this class is to cover ground. If someone sees wheat in his dreams, so that represents peace. Shenemaz, the verse says, God will make peace in your boundary as it gives you sustenance of wheat. So you see that if you see wheat in your dream, that represents peace. If someone sees barley, se'orim, in his dream, so that means that his sins have been removed. Shenemar, the verse says, v'sar avonech v'chatatech techupar. So se'orim is like sar. Amar Rabbi Zeira, ana lo salki mibavel eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zeira made aliyah. He left Babylon, and there were rabbis who didn't agree with his move. And he says, I didn't leave Babylon to Israel till I saw Seorim in my dream. When I had a dream and they showed me barley, I knew that I was clean enough, my sins had been removed, I had done enough tshuva, I was fit to make aliyah. Look at that. You want to make aliyah, you got to be on a level. If someone sees a grapevine with the clusters all packed on the vine, so then his wife will not miscarry. Shneimar, as the verse says, Eshtecha kegefen poria. Your wife will be like a fruitful grapevine. So the wife is very often represented by a grapevine. Just like a grapevine, you don't get the wine until you squeeze it out. So too the wife has the modesty. You don't show overtly what everything that's hidden in the house, etc. Soreika, if someone sees the tree that's called Soreika, Yitzapele Mashiach. He should anticipate the Messiah. Shneimar, as the verse says, Osri lagefen iro v'lasorika b'niatono. The verse describes how the mule is connected to the sorika, and the mule is representative of the Messiah who is going to come riding on a mule. Hare teina b'chalom toratom shtemeret b'kirbo. If you see a fig tree in the dream, that's a sign that you're going to retain the Torah. As the verse says, Notzer teina yochal pirya. He who watches over the fig will eat its fruit, which Chazal said is a reference to Torah. What's unique about the fig, you guys know? What's unique about the fig? It's the only fruit.
Rambam says that it's the only fruit you can eat as much as you like, and it'll do you no harm.
Okay. The Medrash says, very nice, the Medrash says that the fig is the only fruit that you eat the peel, the pulp, the pit. Everything's edible about the fig. Other fruits, some fruits you eat the peel, some fruits you eat the peel and the pulp, some fruits you eat the pit. Here you eat the all of them are edible.
Grapes,
you don't usually eat the pit. You have a vegetable, you have tomatoes, or you eat, right, and cucumbers, but
it's
fruits...
Fruit.
What?
Tomato is a fruit.
Okay, so I don't think in Chazal's terminology it was a fruit.
What about dates?
Dates, you don't eat the pit.
Oh, yeah,
that's
it.
Yeah.
Is that the Gemara referred to which person doesn't do?
Yeah. We saw that earlier. The Gemara said, V'saveh yalin bal yipaked ra. V'saveh yalin, the Gemara understood, could also be read as v'sheva yalin. If a person sleeps 7 days without a dream, bal yipaked, without being remembered in heaven to be given a dream, ra. It's a bad sign. But then the Gemara says, some people dream and don't remember their dreams. The Gemara gives us a lot of angles. If someone sees pomegranates in the dream, zutrei pari iske kerimone. Rav revei, rabi iske kerimone. If there's small pomegranates, then his business will be fruitful like pomegranates. If they're big pomegranates, then his business will multiply like pomegranates. Palgei, if he sees the thing called palge, I'm not sure what that is. Rashi says it means, palge means split. So it's a reference to pomegranates that were split. Im talmid chachamu yitzapel haTorah. If he's a talmid chacham, so the open pomegranate he sees in his dream, he should anticipate Torah, as the verse says, Ashkecha miyayin harekach me'asis limonim. I will give you the great wine, I will give you the great drippings of my pomegranate. So that's a reference to the Torah, that Hashem refers to the Torah He gave us as though He gave us great wine or pomegranate juice. V'imam ha'aretz hu, if he's not learned, so then what does the open pomegranate represent? Yitzapeh le'mitzvah. He should anticipate mitzvos, as the verse says, kefelech harimon rakatech. So rakatech literally means the temple. Your temple is like a slice of a pomegranate. He's describing how beautiful his beloved is. So, my rakatech, the Talmud says, what does that mean? That's a reference to the Jewish people, that even those that are empty, they're filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate. That so if he's an Amaret and he sees an open pomegranate, so he's seeing all the seeds, that's a representation that he's also filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate. If someone sees olives in a dream, Zutri pari v'rabi iske. If they're small olives, so then his business will be fruitful and multiply kezeitim like olives. V'ani mili pri, that's provided that what he saw were the olives themselves. Avalilane, but let's say he saw olive trees, so then havi lebanim merubim, he will have many children. Shneimar, as the verse says, banecha kishtilei zeitim. Your children are like olive trees. So Chazal asks, what's unique about the olive tree? What do Chazal say? The olive tree is unique in that you can't graft it. You can't crossbreed it. That's what they say. I don't know. Some say if you see an olive in the dream, so that's an indication that you're getting a good reputation. As the verse says, God says, your name is like a fruitful, lush olive tree. So you see, calling, giving one's name, having a good name is like an olive tree. If you see olive oil in a dream, you should anticipate the light of Torah, as the verse says, they will bring you pure olive oil. I don't know how you see it from that pasuk. If you see dates in the dream, that means tamar is like tamu. His sins have been finished. Shnemar, as the verse says, Tam avonech batzion. God says to Zion, your sins are over. Amar Rav Yosef, Aroi is b'chalom, Shana mitbarechet lo. Rav Yosef says, if you see a goat in your dream, you're going to have a blessed year. Izim, if you see multiple goats, shanim itbachot lo. Then you'll have many years that are blessed. Shenemaos, the verse says, v'dei chalev izim lelachmecha. Haroe hadas b'chalom nechasav matzichin lo. If you see hadas, what's that, a myrtle branch in your dream? So then, you should know that your business, your assets are going to be successful. V'imen lo nechasim, what happens if you have no assets? So then, Yerusha nofel lo mimakom acher. So you should know you're about to get an inheritance. Yes?
I have two questions. One, first of all, isn't it like dreaming and trying to interpret it like prophecy?
We discussed that earlier, yeah.
Okay, second question. Most chances I won't see things when I'm sleeping because that's what they saw back that time. Today I won't see those kinds of things. So how do I interpret it? I'll see ice cream or something like that.
So, do you guys remember the answer to this, or should I go through the answer?
What was the question?
The question was, today, you know, you're going to see a Rolls Royce in your dream. You're not going to see a fig in your dream or a goat in the dream.
Oh, yeah.
If you'll see something, it'll be in a Honda Accord or you're not going to see a Honda Accord. You'll see a Rolls Royce. So, how do you interpret the Rolls Royce, right?
I don't know if that...
What? You don't dream about Rolls Royce? You're still dreaming about goats?
Maybe there was something special about those things that would be rooted in, and it hasn't changed.
Right.
Like grapes mean the same to people today as they did 1,000, 2,000 years ago.
So we discussed earlier in the Gemara that there are two sources in the Gemara that indicate in two directions. One place indicates that it's because you know these psukim, and so you align it with it, and then in another place the Gemara seemed to indicate that no, like Mike is suggesting, that's their intrinsic meaning. We pointed out from the Gemara that sometimes there could be slight differences in the dream you see, and that can make a world of a difference. You see a horse and you're walking next to it or riding on it is a world of a difference. It's two different dreams. So we said that the interpretations of dreams is very difficult. But we also said that there are certain formulas that Chazal do give us. Chazal tell us you should do Hatavat Chalom. And that we have. We have that in many Siddurim, that you go to three friends and they tell you, Tavahu Tava Lehevei. That dream you dreamed should be interpreted for good and it should be good. We said that if you don't tell over a dream to anyone, then it won't come true. So long as you don't tell the dream. And that's why the Halacha recommends not telling over dreams. We said that most dreams are a product of overeating before you go to sleep, and that's why most of our dreams have no relevance, because they're not real dreams that Chazal were talking about. Our dreams are because we have indigestion, so we have bad dreams. And we also said that if you're going to think about something, then you should think a good interpretation to your dream. And we quoted the Tosfos earlier on, where Tosfos said that it seems that it depends on a person's mazel, meaning certain people, based on the times they were born in, have the power to interpret dreams and their interpretation will come true. And it's not clear that everyone can interpret dreams. So, A, the recommendation is, don't take it too seriously. B, if you're really nervous, do a tevat chalom. C, don't tell over the dream. And D, in your own mind, give it a good interpretation. Yeah, and we saw from all these Gemaras that there are many ways to give every dream a good interpretation. So that's the bottom line from all that we've seen. The rest of it we're seeing because you guys are curious, and we did the rest of the Masechta, so we might as well finish it as a complete thing. But really, from our perspective, it's just out of curiosity. I'm not sure there's too much practical applications that we're going to learn from this about the goats. I agree with you. That's why I keep asking you every class, do you still want to do this? But you guys want to, so you're the boss. Yeah.
We decided if we don't know this specifically, that the dream is going to be irrelevant.
We had two indications in the Gemara. One place in the Gemara it indicated that not, and one place indicated that yes, and we left it as a question. You could check the class from about 4 weeks ago. I think it was exactly 4 weeks ago that we pointed this out. Ula said, others say it's a quote from a Braisa. V'udechaza bekenayu. That it has to be that you saw the hadas, you saw it attached and standing in its place. You didn't see a hadas branch standing alone. You had to see the hadas firmly planted. Then it indicates wealth. If a person sees a citron, an esrog in his dream, so it means that God holds him in high regard. As the verse says, pri etz hadar kapot tamarim. The esrog is called a tree that is hadal, that is glorified, that is valued. So That's what he's seeing in his dream. A person sees a lulav in the dream, so then that's an indication that he has one heart for God. Why? What's unique about the lulav? The lulav grows on a palm tree. What's unique about the palm tree? That the palm tree has only one trunk that branches grow from, that the lulav grows from. It doesn't really have branches that develop anything. It only has one central trunk. So that's called levichat. Its growth is all in one, it's centered around one thing. So that's why if you see a lulav in the dream, that's an indication that your thoughts are also centered around God. Avaz b'chalom, if someone sees an avaz, which might be a swan, yetzape lechokhma, you should anticipate wisdom, as the verse says, chachmot b'chutz tarona. So I don't know how avaz is b'chutz tarona, I don't know. Wisdom gives its song outside, so maybe that's because an avaz gives its song, I don't know. V'abaleh, havi rosh yeshiva. If he sees himself being intimate with the avaz, he's going to be the head of the yeshiva. Because chokhmot is, again, there's a connection between the swan and wisdom. Ravashi says, yeah, that's exactly the dream I had. What a weird dream. But you see, it worked. He became the Rosh Yeshiva. If someone sees a rooster in his dream, he should anticipate a male son. Tarnegolim, if he sees multiple roosters, he should anticipate males, many male sons. Tarnegolet, if he sees a female, what's called a chicken, a hen, in his dream, he should anticipate a nice garden, or others say talbitz na'a vegila, it means a nice base medrash. Talbitz na'e vegila is short for tarnegol, talbitz na'e vegila. Haroe beitzim b'chalom, if he sees eggs in a dream, tluya b'kashto nishtabru. Nasid bek. How do I read this? Just a second. Haroe beitzim b'chalom. Haroe beitzim b'chalom. If a person sees eggs in the dream. I don't know.
Haroe
beitzim b'chalom. Sorry, tluya bakashato. Then his request is hanging. They haven't yet fulfilled his desires. Nishtabu, if he sees broken eggs in his dream, naset bakashato. Then his request was done. And the same is true with different types of nuts and kishuin, whatever that is, and glass vessels, and everything that's breakable. If you see it whole, that's an indication that they're still whole, they're still holding off on deciding whether you want, you're going to get what you want. And if it's broken open, like eggs that were cracked open, or nuts that were cracked open, or glass that was broken open, anything that's breakable, that's an indication that his request was broken open, he's going to get what he wanted. Hanichnas lekrach, if a person dreams that he enters a city, nasulu chafatzav, they're going to do what he wants. Shneimar, as the verse says, vayanchem el mechos chafatzam. And we're almost finished with interpretations of dreams. We'll pick up here next week, Bezat Hashem.